With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's the Sportive. We're back. I can't believe we're back and doing something in a timely fashion. I'm Brandon. John's here. Hi, John.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi. Chicken Fingers 69 is also in attendance tonight. Hi, Chicken.
How you doing?
Okay, you cut out at a bad spot, but I did hear, I think I heard you just say fuck.
I said, what's up, fuckers?
Okay, all I heard is fuck. That's perfect.
I said, how's it going?
That's good. I like that. Now you're coming in a little bit better. Good. We got the important part.
We'll abandon video next if the audio just is too poopy.
Let's do it. I'm doing it right now.
We're doing it now. Video.
Yeah, I'm done with it. I've had enough.
Man, I do love the video part.
I do too.
Just because not only do I get to see Chicken's rants and Brandon's rants, but I get to see the look on their faces when the other one is ranting. And that is particularly a joy for me. Mm-hmm. When Brandon's going off about something and Chicken's just getting angrier and angrier, or when Chicken's going off about something and Brandon's just getting more and more confused, but also delighted. Oh, I love seeing that. So disappointed here. This is terrible podcasting. No one else can see any of this.
So the reason I said that this was timely is because this is, as you all know who are listening, this is our annual Vikings preview podcast.
Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely yep. day.
We've been doing this for 12, 15 years now. Who's counting? Mm-hmm. And it's one of our favorite times of the year. I think that this is maybe the only one that we actually get on the schedule and commit to doing. Usually our Twins preview comes, mid-May? Mm-hmm. Most of the season, all of our hope has been dashed at that point anyway. But we stay pretty consistent with this one. So we've got a lot we want to get to for all things Vikings. First thing I wanted to start with, the most important thing to us, the reason we do this is our listeners. You all know that. And I've got
Hello.
Some...
Who?
Our oh, I've got a listener submission that was sent to me, and I wanted to read that out just to start this up.
Okay.
This is from a listener named Rocket.
Oh, no.
He said, if you would be so kind... Please note that Mike Zimmer is a puckered asshole who is significantly better at cutting people down and stabbing them in the back than he ever was at coaching football. And we should all be glad he is gone. Thanks, Rocket. So I just want to start with that's end quote. I don't really have anything more to add. I wanted to kick it off with that.
Here's the thing. Up until the part about we all should be glad he's gone, I'm not even sure Mike Zimmer would take issue with any of that.
Kind of a what of it reaction.
Yeah. I think if Mike Zimmer was here right now, I think we would have just seen him nodding along like, yeah, I'm good at cutting people down. What do you? Yeah, that was the Mike Zimmer way. So I'm not sure there was anything controversial up until we're all glad that he's gone.
Right.
Except it's fairly clear that everybody at Winter Park is glad that he's gone. Whether that's a good thing remains to be seen.
True.
But
true.
I don't think that there's I really doubt that any of the players or staffers around the Minnesota Vikings organization are like, man, I like getting yelled at.
Missed.
Those
missed
were the days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe there are headlines. Some people respond well to that and know that they need it and have said that kind of thing before. So who knows? Maybe there's a few. But ultimately, just an angry guy having him around every day, whether it's making you better or not. It's just not that much fun.
Right.
But like I say, it remains to be seen whether Camp Happy Time is going to be any better than the angriest man in the world.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't guarantee anything. And we all like to go from ditch to ditch with a lot of these coach attitudes, mentalities, etc. Right. Like then the next guy is going to be a hard ass and then we'll go back to lovey dovey and on we go. And
we've gone. Minnesota sports have gone ditch to ditch with coaches before, but I'm not sure the ditches have ever been farther apart than they were with this one.
I have not been paying attention, John. Can you enlighten me? How is KOC as a coach, you think, so far? Is he very much a player's coach?
He seems like he seems like the kind of guy that you would be pretty happy if he was coaching your 9-year-old baseball team. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like soft-spoken. Man,
the boys just love him. He's a teacher. He's a teacher and he's really encouraging. Now, like I said, that might work. I honestly don't know how this year is going to come out. I would be as equally unsurprised if they were 3-14 as if they were 14-3 this year. No, I take that back. I'd be really surprised if they were 14-3 this year, but you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So the attitude is not so much a concern to me. I mean, I think if there's a guy who's a real grump, but he's very successful, then we'd be okay with it. Like Belichick obviously is the number one example of that. But I think that Zimmer, if you look back on it, was fine. And got a pretty good shake and it run its course and it all seemed to work out pretty much exactly the way it should have worked out. I don't think they kept him on for too long. I don't think they fired him too early. Just seems like that's about how it should have gone. If you were going to play it out, like from the very beginning
right now. I mean, I don't know much about Kevin O'Connell, but I do know that in terms of observing it from the outside, it's been hard really to get a handle for me. It's been hard to get a handle on Kevin O'Connell and whether he's good or bad or whether the things he's saying even make sense or don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's all filtered through that Zimmer lens. It's like I went to the University of Minnesota and there were a lot of really big classes that had a lot of teaching assistants who didn't always have the greatest grasp of the English language. And so it's a little bit like going from one of those people who doesn't speak English very well to someone who speaks perfect English, where right away it's not so much about, well, this guy's a great teacher and he's really helpful as in our discussion section. It's more about this guy speaks good English and I can understand everything he says. And that's all I know about him right now. I don't know anything else,
yeah,
but I know that he's not the previous guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. He's got that shine on him, which is always nice at the beginning, but, I mean, Leslie Frazier, same deal, right?
Yeah.
Very, very nice guy. Everybody loved him. Kind of sucked.
How did the Vikings turn out under Leslie Frazier?
Not great, Bob. Not great. So I don't really care about what his demeanor is like. I'm just curious to see, you know, obviously how they do. If we look at last year for a quick preview, they scored. I did some reading.
Yes, we love reading and research.
Nine to 10 minutes of it. Yeah. They scored 425 points last year. They allowed now,
Brandon,
400.
Is that a lot?
That's good. It's fine. I think it's like 13th and something like that. This is beyond how much my research told me. Right. They allowed 426 points last year. So they were a minus one in point differential, which is difficult to do. It was an extremely frustrating path, if I remember the season, which I don't. But they basically, for being 8-9, that's an exact 8-9 or 9-8 type team, right? They were right down the middle average. And so it was a frustrating season, but landed about where they deserved to land, which was middle of the pack and nothing special. So that's what we have going into the season. Now, we're going to get into the comings and goings, if you will. But beforehand, John, I wanted to get started, take a little bit of a detour here and talk clothing with you. Can we call this Style Corner with John?
Style Corner with John is right.
So STWJ. Style Corner with John.
I've got a story for you guys. And the outcome is going to be, I want you to think now about Vikings jerseys. And maybe if you were going to get someone's name on the back of your jersey, who would you get? And I'll give you the reason why. So in the year 2000, I bought a Vikings jersey. The only time I've ever bought one. And I give you the context of the year because it's important to understand. I was a freshman in college. The Vikings were pretty good. And a whole bunch of my friends, I'm a freshman in college, a bunch of my friends from the dorm decided we were going to go to somebody's house. They were from Shoreview, I think. And we were going to go to their house and watch the Vikings and the Packers game. But before that, we were going to go to the mall and everybody was going to buy jerseys. And this is back when jerseys didn't cost $500 or whatever they cost now. I think it cost $40 or something, which for me at the time was pretty much all of the money in the world. But still, I was excited about it.
Yeah.
And I tell you, like I said, I tell you the year because I feel the need now to explain that I also played on the offensive line when I was in high school football. And again, this is my freshman year of college. I was not a good high school football player, but I played on the offensive line. Specifically, I played center. Mm. This is all a very long roundabout way of explaining why I own a Matt Burke jersey.
Oh, no.
Now,
that's funny.
That didn't see it coming.
Wow.
Now,
Jesus.
Matt Burke played for a lot of years.
Durant's sinker. What the hell?
Huh? This bar league softball.
Matt Burke played a lot of years for the Vikings. I don't think he went anywhere after he was done. And that was like 15 years ago now that he retired. And since then, for a while, that jersey was kind of a classic, a throwback to another time, a throwback to a Vikings team that was better and more popular. But I really don't feel like I'm going to be wearing that Matt Burke jersey out in public anymore.
Are you not campaigning for him anymore? Have you been fired from the team?
Well, I was the one that was flying the plane over the state fairgrounds every day. But besides that,
your duties are over.
Not only does this jersey basically have no numbers left on it because it's been washed 100,000 times.
Right.
Whatever your political leanings, it would be making more of a statement than I would intend to make.
It's saying more than just I liked him as a player.
It's saying more than this whole 20-minute story I just told you about why I own a Matt Burke jersey. It's making a statement that is bigger than the jersey itself. I'm not really a sit around and wear my jersey on game day kind of guy. I think you guys know that. And I don't know if you guys are either.
No.
Mm-mm. But for the first time in 22 years, I've started thinking, you know, for those times when you're going to your friend's house and they always wear their jerseys. I don't know if you have friends like that. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But there are some people who just get into the whole game day clothing kind of thing.
Right.
I've always just leaned on this jersey, which is now beyond where it was before. So that is my reasoning for asking the question. If you were going to get a Vikings jersey, guys, whose name would you put on it? I went on the Viking shop or whatever it's called today. I mean, everything is Fanatics. They own the entire world. I don't think you can buy a piece of sports clothing nowadays if it's not made by that awful company, but whatever.
I think the guy who started that company is like the owner of the 76ers.
Is that right?
Well. Yeah. Yeah. Or part owner or something. Or had to, I mean, they're doing okay. I mean, they don't have sportive money, but they're pretty close.
They don't have Stu Newman sportive money, but that's pretty big money.
We don't either. We also don't have that money.
Nobody has that money. That money's gone.
This is a joke about Stu. We are doing this through a company and we have ads on here, and for 10 years, we still have no idea how to access any of the ad money. I mean, it could be $8. Could be $20,000. We don't know
if we've ever made any ad money. Stu handles the accounting for us.
And it could have just been free advertising, and they just were like, let's trick these guys into continuing to record and see if they ever cash these fake checks. And we don't know.
As far as we know, the only financial benefit is that we don't pay for hosting, for website hosting or anything like that.
Which, by the way, we'll take it. Like, that was kind of.
Whatever that was, $5 a month or whatever. I mean, now it probably costs $15 a month.
Right.
Still, great deal for us.
I know I know as much about our advertising dollars and the economics behind it as I do Bitcoin. or some peace. Both. If you ask me to speak to each of them for more than 7 seconds, nope, couldn't just do it.
Charlie Brown's teacher talking to you. What?
I don't know. Uh-huh. I got NFT. Yeah.
Is this an NFT?
I don't.
Yeah, as far as I know, we're getting paid in Acast coins, and that's what's due as custody of. maybe we own an ape, an ape of some kind. I don't know. We don't know.
So, John, I want to ask you first this jersey conundrum that you have. Did you say that you are a jersey guy now, or you're if other people are jersey people, I like to blend in and not come at them with like, oh, I'm above this sort of thing. You're a man of the people is what you're saying.
Right. I mean, if other people are going to do the whole jersey thing, like I have a friend of mine, I go over to his house sometimes to watch the games, and they, I think, are jersey people. And so when I go over there, I want to wear something Vikings related. And for the longest time, if I was going to do that, wearing the Matt Burke jersey was a legitimate option. Like I say, not so much an option now.
Let me ask this, John. If we pose this question to Stu, and we gave him a choice between two jerseys that he had to wear to a Vikings game at US Bank.
I think he's gonna choose the other one.
Matt Burke or Darren Sharper.
I thought you were going to say Adrian Peterson. So we're
going I was going to. I went one step. I was actually going to say
that's me. Actually way better.
And I went Sharper. One step further. Or OJ Simpson,
the OJ Simpson Viking jersey. Who is the guy? Who is the cornerback?
I don't know. I love the Vikings and I love OJ Simpson. It's hard for me to choose.
For clarity, it's purple. It says OJ on it.
OJ Simpson.
So there's no confusion. Is there another Simpson on the Vikings?
No. See?
No.
Orenthal James spells that whole thing out. Orenthal James Simpson.
On size 6.
It's got a little a patch on the front left with his helmet, with his face on. Of him. OJ license. Just all profits go to OJ.
Trying to put the all right. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Who is the cornerback with the boat cruise? What was his name?
Bryant McKinney was a star, right?
Fred Smoot.
Right. Fred Smoot. Fred Smoot.
Smoot.
I don't know why, but my brain was because I'm old. My brain was coming up with Ed Helms, which I knew was a right.
Isn't he the actor on
from The Office?
Ed Helms. That's what my brain said, and I couldn't get
six
past
from
that.
Ed Helms.
So anyway,
well, I
went on this site. Here's the thing, though. Here's the other thing that I was surprised by, because I went on this Fanatic site. And many of the top selling the top selling jerseys are the people you'd expect is Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen and Dalvin Cook. But beyond like those three guys, the most popular jerseys were the current jersey, but Fran Tarkenton, Alan Page, Chris Dolman. For some reason, one of like a top 20 popular jersey was Matt Blair. The linebacker from the 70s. I don't know if Matt Blair has a huge family or something like that, but I was a little surprised by that. Unless there's another Matt Blair that's on the Vikings this year. I don't know if that's true or not.
No,
I've been scouring the 53 man. There is not a Matt Blair.
All right. So anyway, I'm curious which way you guys would go with this. If it was up to you, I'm looking for input here. If I was going to get a jersey, and do I go with Justin Jefferson knowing that he's the coolest and it's the exact same as having like a Kirby Puckett jersey in 1990? Do you go old school and go with like Alan Page, even though it doesn't make sense to have an Alan Page jersey with the current
that ain't
thing?
John,
if I were you, this is the direction I would go. Here is what I know about John.
By the way, you cannot buy a Matt Burke jersey with the current lettering. I mean, I'm sure you can put your name on the back or whatever, but.
So this player is a lunchbox, blue collar, on the offensive side of the ball, not an offensive lineman, but is offensive alignment, offensive lineman adjacent. He's an appendage of the offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. And John, if you are nothing if not provincial.
Nothing if not an appendage.
I would say you are a Minnesota homer through and through, just like me.
Absolutely.
Yep. Provincial guy.
CJ Ham.
CJ Ham. Mm. I think that might be the right call. Even though it's a little bit cute, you know what I mean?
Well, no, I don't. I do, but I don't. I think
it's a little too twee, a little too winky.
I don't know.
A little too ironic.
Back at you remember this whole buying jerseys thing in the year 2000? One of my friends got a Mitch Berger jersey that year.
That's too cute.
That seemed too cute to me.
There's nothing.
So I want to make sure I'm not veering into the burger zone.
I think a fullback in 2022, there's nothing cute about it.
All right.
Well, it's a little cute because no one really, I mean, he's a joke, right? CJ Ham catches a pass. It's not like, oh, cool, this guy's going to do some damage. He's not like Mike Alstott. Like it's a Alstott?
Alstott.
You know.
I think take that, Brandon. You're in the Edelman zone. Good luck.
Damn it.
Oh, it's all.
Once you get in, like the Hotel California of names. John, do you want to go? Let's say we take the Ham, currently is maybe a little bit, but if we take it back into the old school, it might make it a little bit more classic. Can I interest you in a Jim Klein saucer?
Sausage. Klein sausage.
A sausage. Sausage man.
But why is that not cute?
That's a little difference? I think you're adding in the nostalgia aspect of it where it's like, oh shit, that guy ruled. You know, or Ham, it's like, yeah, he sucks, but he's on the team. Am I underselling CJ Ham? I feel like
having
it might
a Jim Klein sausage jersey would mean that every dad between the ages of 37 and 55 would stop you everywhere you went and been like, man, that guy never broke a tackle in his whole career.
Yeah, they're gonna get a good dad conversation. It. You're immediately going to talk about like, how's your yard this year? Mine got burned out a little early, you know, traffic and all, you know, that's a conversation starter right there.
Yeah. They say it's going to rain this weekend. Just, you know, all the dad topics.
Annuities.
Apes.
I know. Again, another like NFT. Don't know what they are.
How's your annuity? Yeah. It runs annually. Well,
I can't.
Ryan. I think
when I bend over, it gets a little sore. I don't know.
It does.
Okay, I take some pills.
Yeah, cracks a lot.
I sat on a bucket while I was fishing, and man, my annuities are acting up since then.
I think you could go the joke route. I think you might get a laugh if you have a Fred Smoot jersey. I would giggle.
Well,
cute route is that they got this punter now who's just a unit. I couldn't tell you his name, but I saw him, a picture of him.
Okay.
And he's
that's cute.
He's like that Penn State kicker they had a couple of years. He's like, he's this building. And he's like 66 or something. So it's not offensive lineman number, but it's a punter.
Pretty funny. Yeah. You got to really be ready to have this be like a 2-year jersey, though.
Right.
Because he's not long for the team.
But
right?
Whenever they say, like, this guy is the longest tenured member of Team X, except for, and they'll name this punter that's been there for 17 seasons, right? That's the other way that it can go. The Greg Coleman wrote, like, through 4 different coaches, just 8 different general managers, and he's still there.
Yeah, people just, like, forgot he was on the team.
That's right.
He just shows up every Sunday. They're so busy with other stuff. They're like, what? I gotta remind myself.
He just comes back. Even when he's fired.
Yeah.
Just still shows up.
Greg Coleman. He's still here.
Does Greg Coleman still go on the radio before Vikings games?
He does.
You guys know.
Pre-game preach.
The pre-game preach. Yeah. God. Yeah. It's the exact, every week, it's a reenactment of the Billy Madison little boy who little dog who lost his way thing. Every week. You're like, none of that makes any sense, Greg. What you just said makes no sense on any level.
I've not heard this, but now I want to tune in. See, you're reeling me in.
It's like right before kickoff too. It's, you know, right before PA is going to start yelling about the kickoff. It's Greg Coleman in the pregame preaching. Man, it is something else. It is a throwback to a different time.
And just like when they set baby Moses in the reeds and found him downstream, you're like, where is this going? Kirk is going to be
so
resurrected.
So the Vikings punt game is going to be waiting for you in the reeds. What are you saying, Greg?
3-4.
Okay, so
Abraham took his son up that mountain. You don't want to go there, Greg. They cut his mic off. This is not gonna. This is not gonna go well.
When they found Zacchaeus in the tree, that's just like playing with your hand in the grass.
Another one that you might want to do for a joke route, but it's a little bit of a deeper cut. Shanko, is that how you say his name?
Vicente Shanko.
Yeah,
I'm not Shane sure.
Company or Tom Shane?
Tom Shane.
You no longer have a friend in the diamond business.
This is Tom Shane.
He called in. Aren't you guys friends with him? He called into the show.
Yeah, he called into the podcast.
I remember that. Right, man. That was years ago. Yeah, well, we haven't heard from old Tom recently, have we?
Might have to call.
Yeah,
you have to call him back in.
She call him.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Brandon, this is Tom Shane. Your opinion is stupid. Go fuck yourself at Hopkins Crossroads, and also go fuck yourself at 494 and Radio Drive.
Well, Tom, he has not gotten any nicer at all. Oh, not cool.
How drunk did Tom Shane have to be to come up with to call him?
Can you imagine?
Hey, that
can you imagine?
Nonsense.
Oh, God. Wait, he hasn't hung up yet. He hasn't hung up.
Brandon and John, what you just said about the Timberwolves reminds me of a recent trip I took to Antwerp, Belgium to hand select diamonds for my customers. I ran into a prostitute whose brain was riddled with syphilis. A recurring UTI infection had poisoned her brain, yet she was more coherent than anything you two said tonight.
What I love about that is it's almost as if he was like reading from a script and he had UTI written down and forgot what it was. And he said, Uta, real quick. It's almost like that. I mean, I'm sure it isn't. I think he was speaking off the cuff, but it almost rewind that and listen. Oh, I think.
That was not even the first time I've heard that. And I cannot. Oh, I've never. Oh, that's right. The funniest thing that's ever happened.
John, that basketball opinion was also stupid. You no longer have a friend in the diamond business. This is Tom Shane.
Oh, I cannot believe we were able to get him on the horn that quickly. Tom Shane does not have a lot going on these days.
We weren't even talking about basketball, and yet he still got us good.
Yeah, he doesn't. Shanko is the guy who was caught on like TV or the news completely
with
naked in a giant dong. So I think if people get the joke, it's funny. If they don't, they just think you randomly liked some random tight end who was on the team for like 3 years. So I don't know.
It's the same with Dwight Smith
pants.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
I mean, it's really, it takes away all the guesswork. Then they really know what you're up to.
Yeah, right. So that's a decision you're going to have to make.
It's an easy call.
You and your priest.
Greg Coleman.
Is there... Father Coleman and yourself. Do you like the like pseudo-random guy from the past that everyone's going to be like... Like a remembering that guy, like Fouad Rivas might be kind of funny, you know, because that's like everybody knows him. He wasn't great, but he was on the team. It's almost like this punter guy that you were talking about, Chicken, with nostalgia baked in or something might be there. That'd be funny.
When I was a kid, I was at the Mall of America one time and I saw Fouad Rivas at Camp Snoopy And it's the least starstruck I've ever been by a professional athlete. You know what I mean?
The fact like that he's working the roller coaster doesn't help.
I didn't go talk to him, but I felt like I absolutely could have, and he wouldn't have been able to complain about it. He was there with his kids. He was doing like the Camp Snoopy thing. But at the same time, it felt like I should be able to say whatever I wanted to him.
So that's that one. But to me, the like most obvious ones that I think if I legitimately did have to buy a jersey, I think I would just go with Moss or Cunningham.
Moss is a strange choice because he's obviously probably the most popular, one of the more popular former Vikings, obviously. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yet while he was here, he was constantly criticized.
Right.
And not even on like the Joe Mauer criticism level, just constantly, I play when I want to play and leaving the field early in the 41 donut game. All of that stuff in retrospect is like, yeah, man, that's totally fine. But at the time, none of it was fine with anybody. Or the time he ran into, what did he do? He ran into a traffic cop with his car or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I think the traffic cop like sat on his hood to get him to stop going. And he just kind of kept driving with the lady on his hood for a few feet. Not great. Squirted the ref with a water bottle.
Don't sit on his car.
Yeah, it's
there's consequences to your actions.
Don't want none, won't get none.
Mess with the bully. Sport of the motto.
So I think that's what I would probably do. Moss or Cunningham to me is a close second, just because that to me, considering our age, like that is the peak of Vikings fandom. There was nothing. Even the Brett Favre season was super fun, but not the same as that Moss Cunningham year. So
well, and number seven, that's kind of cool.
Does the number matter to you, John?
I would absolutely wear the Matt Burke jersey out before I wore a Brett Favre Viking jersey.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna say that right now.
I'm drawing a blank. That 98 team had a good center. Jeff Christie.
There you go.
Jeff Christie.
There
we
go. I can just go back before that and go
No.
Kirk Loughlin. <That's>, oh my god.
If you wore a Todd early for every game.
If you wore a Todd Stucy
jumping at every movement
to a Vikings game, how many times would you get punched? Far more. Again, far more widely reviled than Darren Sharper or Matt Burke
or
any
no.
of these guys.
No, yeah. Far more.
People would just fight you. If you wore a Todd Stucy jersey,
you wouldn't be allowed into the house. It'd be a good way if you got invited to a friend's house, but you didn't really want to go and had no other way to get out of it. I'm going to wear the Todd Stucy jersey there. He won't even let me in. I'll leave after 30 seconds, ringing the doorbell.
You go to US Bank and all you'd hear walking around the concourse thousands of times per game is full start from every asshole.
73
offense. Times. Because I know I do it. Game. I might just follow you around doing it. Different voices.
That's
got to be one of the worst possible choices.
Yep.
Jeff Christie. I'm glad we talked this through. I think that's where I'm going to land on my recommendation.
Jeff
Christie. It's a deep cut. If people don't know who he is, doesn't really matter. Just fades in the background. But if they do, a lot of respect there. Knows the grindstone guy. Mm-hmm. You're not about the flash.
Lunch pail.
He always, whenever there was like a blitz or something, he would do they'd call the audible and then he'd put his head up and like point at where the blitz is coming.
This guy,
the center point. People love that shit.
No, Will. We're going to get Will here. Who's got Will? Okay. You got him. That guy. Fuck yeah. Jeff Christie. Lock it in, John.
All right. I've appreciated this. I've appreciated this advice because I feel like this has been very useful.
Okay, should we move on to our next segment?
Sure.
This is a segment called In and Out.
Oh, no.
In and Out. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's happened. I wrote down, reading one article on, hold please, dailynorseman.com. Seven players they mentioned as new players on the team, not draft picks, like new players, trade or free agent or whatever. I'm wondering if you can name all seven.
Seven guys who are not draft picks, but they are new players.
New to the team. This is the in section of In and Out. And not to give anything away, we'll also be doing out next. We're doing in right now. Got seven of them.
Okay. All right, here we go. Are we going to go back and forth, or are we just going to fire
Let's go back and forth. I'm going to give the number one draft pick to Chicken Fingers.
Dang it.
Fuck. Okay. Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins. Yes, he's one of the seven that were listed. Are you excited about Nick Mullins?
No. Indifferent.
Are you more excited than Kellen Mond?
Sure. Yes. It's not a not a high bar.
Nope.
But yes, I do. Nick Mullins, I don't know dick about him. I saw today they had the league-wide quarterback rankings that somebody does, maybe PFF.
Okay.
Maybe. And he was ranked like 30th.
Hey.
All the quarterbacks in the league. We have two of the top 30. Couldn't believe it.
That's so good. Yeah, the bar for Kellen Mond is like a single Twizzler lying on the ground.
Yes.
Okay, so that you've got it, one for one. John, you're up. Who are the one of the other seven new players on the team expected to make an impact this year?
This is making impact. So
well, let's say make the team.
All right, Za'Darius Smith.
Za'Darius Smith. Yes, that's another one. You guys are so locked into this Viking season as
we are
obviously able to demonstrate through this.
Through this naming
very simple exercise of naming players. Okay, back to you, Chicken. It's only the third, so this should be pretty easy for football guys like us.
The problem, I didn't remember. I was going to say the Packers guy that plays on the defensive line because I couldn't remember his name, but that's who John said.
Mm-hmm.
The only other person I can think of is that wide receiver that they just got from Philly.
There you go.
But I don't know what his name is yet. It's like Nadir?
No.
Do you want
Jalen?
Not Nairobi?
Jalen with an R.
Rieger?
Rydell.
Rieger?
Reagan.
Jason Ryder. Yes. Jason Ryder. No. Jalen Rieger.
Rieger.
Jalen Rieger. I will give you. Fuck it. I'll give you credit for that. You got it. You nailed it.
Thank you.
I think you said Jason Nairobi, and we said, yep, Jalen Rieger, got it.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
John knows who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
Tom Shane knows who you're talking about, Jason Nairobi.
How about
okay,
that?
John, you're up, buddy.
All right, Harrison Phillips.
Holy fucking shit, John. That? I cannot believe my whole point of this exercise was nobody would ever be able to name a guy named Harrison Phillips, and you know him. You know Harry Phil.
That's Harry Phil. Well, it helped that there was a huge profile on him in the Star Tribune like yesterday or the day before.
Oh wow!
And I only remember him because it turns out he was like a Vikings fan growing up, and his whole family were Vikings fans for reasons I can't remember. So.
Okay,
we already said that I'm a huge parochial guy, and he was like, "Oh, he's a Vikings fan when he was a kid. He's my favorite
man,
player,
Harrison Phillips.
Wilson Phillips.
Just FYI for those listening, is a nose tackle.
Sure. I got another one.
Okay,
I got another one.
Okay,
another one whose name I don't remember.
Okay,
But we've already talked about him in the podcast. The unit, the punter that's a unit.
The punter guy.
I don't know his name.
Hold, please. Let me see who you're talking about. He is not listed as one of the seven. Oh,
shit. He's the starting punter. Then there's eight, and they can shove a list in their ass because that's eight. Because it makes a difference as a starter. Wilson Phillips doesn't even start.
It doesn't count as a starter. He's not. I mean, they might not even need him.
Oh, okay. PA, they're never going to. Okay.
They might not
because of all
punter?
The pick sixes.
17-0.
Because of all the pick sixes. I think his name is Ryan Wright.
Oh yes, that's what I said.
He's a unit.
Okay, Deadpool. Fine.
Hold on. Ryan Reynolds. I'm adding him. Well, okay, this is not going well. Now we've got eight, but we've gotten five of the eight. There's three guys left who were signed this year or traded for that are going to be on this team. And you guys know who the last three are. It's simple. John, just go ahead and name real quick. Lightning round now. You know this next guy's, right?
Who is... They've got a new guard or a tackle. They don't have a new center because it's still Garrett Bradbury. But do they have a new offensive lineman? Am I right about that?
Fuck, no. The Daily Norseman didn't say that we did.
Oh. Well, I'm probably wrong about that then.
Not a guy who's going to be starting. Here's what we've got on the offensive line this season, John. You got your Christian Darrisaws. Is that who you're thinking? No.
No, not him.
You got Ezra Cleveland. Household name.
Last year, wasn't he?
We know him. I think so. We got old Gary Bradbury running center.
I'm rooting real hard for Garrett Bradbury.
We all really want to see something out of the Gare Bear. Our right guard is named Ed Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure that's a real rookie person.
Isn't he? I thought he was a rookie.
You came to the wrong podcast, John.
Chicken says he's a rookie, so that's good enough for me.
Yeah, but he went, yes. Let me see here. Ed Ingram is a rookie. Hold on. I had another tab open for our draft picks. And he was a second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then our right tackle is named Brian O'Neill.
Oh, sure.
No, he's been around. He was around last year.
John, that's...
I was wrong. Yeah.
You asked this question as like a, can you use it in a sentence, please, type thing to give yourself some more time. Time's up, buddy. Three left. Right.
So there's four more who weren't mentioned that are going to have a supposed impact.
There's three people who are not promising impact.
Three.
There's three people who were noted by the Daily Norseman as players who exist.
Okay.
And they made the article, so I have to imagine it's not like practice squad guys.
And you name their names, and we each get to guess what position they play.
Okay. You want to do that? We're moving on to this one?
Let's do it.
Jordan Hicks. Chicken fingers, what position?
Is he the kicker?
No. No, John, you want to steal this round?
Jordan Hicks is a safety.
You're closer. He's a linebacker.
Sure.
Wow.
Yep. We got him from the Cardinals, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Now it's random.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Jordan Hicks. I think he's starting.
Well, that doesn't mean a lot when it comes to the Vikings linebacking core, but
nope, it doesn't mean anything. He's our Anthony Barr replacement. The next two people, I don't think they exist. I think this was some sort of like Daily Norseman. Might be like a local Onion type thing. There is a person, again, I'm going to use sarcastic air quotes with person, named Chandon Sullivan.
Chandon Sullivan is a running back. He is a four. He's their number four.
Does this sound like an heir to a toothpaste company or something? okay. You're going to go with running back. Okay. You got one of those two words, right, John?
Delaware Lieutenant Governor Chandon Sullivan I'm going to say he plays defensive end.
Cornerback.
You just said it's a back.
Cornerback.
You just said it.
I wasn't listening. I was making a dumb joke about him being the Lieutenant Governor.
Was he focusing on this Delaware thing?
I wasn't listening to anything Brandon said. He's a cornerback?
A guy.
Chandon Sullivan?
Chandon Sullivan is a quarterback on the Vikings. Cornerback. Chandon Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Vikings.com, he's going to be backing up Patrick Peterson. Pat Pete.
Yep.
Okay. And the last one, also probably made up, Johnny Munt.
Did you call me son of a bitch?
Johnny Munt.
Johnny Munt is in the...
You know Johnny Munt can't come around here again. He's trouble. No more sleepovers with Johnny Munt.
He's in the booth radio. He's color. He does color for...
He writes the scripts for Greg Coleman. Yep. Preview.
Johnny Munt. I'm going to keep going with the running back till it's right. Fourth straight.
That's a good thought. John, you want to guess his position? He might have an impact this year. He might possibly have an impact.
This is going to make a big difference. How is Munt spelled?
it's a reasonable question.
Yeah. Yep. It is spelled M-U-N-D-T.
Mm. Then Johnny Munt is a tight end. Mm.
That's right, John.
Yes!
You did it. God, you nailed it. Love the day.
That's super
smart. Love the day.
Love I honestly thought you were going to say how Johnny spelled, not the Munt part. But
that makes just stalling more for sense. Time. Could you use it in a sentence?
Use it.
Hey, look over there. It's Johnny Munt.
Okay. I don't know if I have the energy to go through the four impact players who are out this season.
Anthony Barr.
Nailed it.
I don't know. Is Mannion or Mond count?
John Mannion.
Neither are on my list.
They
didn't make the outcut. One guy was on the defensive line last year.
That's safety. They lost the big guy on the line.
Big guy on the line. Yep. Mikey Pierce.
Yeah. They never wanted to play anyways.
Nope. Tight end. Kind of a cool name. Didn't do much, but had a couple moments. Zach,
country music superstar, Zach Lyne.
No. Nope. More of a tight end name. More of a young tight end name. Like a youthful tight end.
Kyle Rudolph?
Tyler Conklin.
Yeah, that's right. Good player. Last in Pittsburgh, I remember.
Yeah, and then there was an offensive lineman, and I've never actually heard of this person at all. I guess we had a guy named Mason Cole.
Yeah, no. Yep. Mm-hmm. No, I don't remember him.
Okay, so in review, the team last year was 8-9 with a -1 point differential. We just went over the ins and the outs. So now, knowing all of that, John, what's your general thought on this team this year?
Well, I know what all the smart guys are saying, and I'm sticking with that, which is they might be okay as long as no one gets hurt ever.
Uh-huh. Like, which doesn't happen in football.
Well, it's very common in the NFL for all 22 of your starters to play 16, 17 games, no problem. So I think the Vikings have nothing to worry about. Like, in terms of fantasy football production, the Vikings are in a pretty good spot in terms of, I mean, like the offensive line for, as somebody said the other day, it might've been Pat Royce. They're down to only one disaster on the offensive line. Whereas the last 5 years they've had three disasters or four disasters. So that's a major improvement right there that only Garrett Bradbury is not fit for public consumption.
No,
but
true.
And like, as we just proved going through their defense, if you can name all 11 defensive starters for the Vikings, you need to seek professional help. And if you can name, the backups, you got these guys are, as we said on the podcast for a million years, they had 45 bad drafts in a row and now they have no depth, because that is how you have to build depth, is you have to have guys that can contribute when you draft them in the fourth round and the fifth round and whatever. And instead, Rick Spielman just went ahead and traded down. So he had 59 seventh rounders, all of whom got cut 2 days after arriving in camp. And now they got nothing. They're just piecing together guys off the street for the second string. So my feeling is they don't look bad on paper, but it seems like this could very easily go wrong.
You do not have any faith in Johnny Munt, do you?
is he the second string tight end? He's the second string tight end, man.
You know Irv Smith's not going to last 17 games.
In this day and age, in 2022, how many tight ends do the Vikings have on their roster?
I mean, my extensive research, which, you know, entailed me going to Vikings.com/depth chart, shows me they have three. Johnny Munt's the second of the three. And Ben Ellefson is third.
I'm sorry, what was that guy's name?
Ben Elephant. Can't see me, but I did the arm nose thing. Not a nose.
All right, so they got three tight ends and a fullback. That seems like having three catchers on your roster. Maybe I'm wrong, but.
Yeah, man.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right. No, I think you're right. Now, I would like to turn the floor over to Chicken, please. It sounds like I've been following you on Twitter.com. You're sensing a little bit too much love for this team. Is that right?
Yes.
Seeing some pundits. I saw a couple screenshots, a couple things here and there that were, geez, confusing, concerning, hell, mind-boggling, Chicken, saying that Kirk Cousins might be the MVP.
I'm sorry. Who said that?
Now, I don't think this is one of those things where like you randomly, you know, you can, you know, there's a lot of people who think the earth is flat. They've got a, you know, it's not one of those though. I think this was like on television.
A couple different television people on national NFL pundits. Michael Irvin was one of them. Now the obvious joke is the mountains of cocaine.
He got back into cocaine. Yeah, that's right.
Yep, that's, but there was some other guy that's like an NFL network that predicted it, Cousins for MVP. And I was watching another show and they had three commentators and all of three predicted double digit wins for the Vikings.
Now you, in this, what you see is a lot of people out to get Mike Zimmer.
Oh, right? There's, that's a given. I mean, that's the national narrative and
the lamestream media, if you will.
Yeah.
Cause there's no other way to justify it. Is there? I mean,
well, so you've got a head coach who's never coached, who's never called a single play, a defensive coordinator who is a laughing stock and the other stops that he's made in the NFL in those
120 cities. Years old.
He's 120 years old. The optimism is based on, again, a head coach who's never coached and never even called a play. Their optimism banks solely on the fact that he used to play quarterback and therefore will propel a quarterback who's been somewhere between 10 to 20th, the 10th to 20th best quarterback in the league every year that he's played for, what, seven seasons, somehow going to propel him suddenly to the MVP, to the league MVP, because this guy used to, this coach used to play quarterback, backup quarterback in the NFL. And
Chicken, I just have a question from the floor.
John, from the Sportive.
Could you tell me who the last Vikings coach was that had never been a head coach before and never called an offensive play?
Chili Dip?
No, Zimmer.
He was a defensive coach. Of course, this is a guy who was an offensive coach and wasn't even the offensive coordinator. Zimmer at least had success on the defensive side of the ball in his snaps.
Bona fides.
McConnell's never. And furthermore, in the preseason, not a single starter played. There's nothing to base this optimism off of. There's nothing, not a single thing. Guys never coached. These guys, none of these guys, as they stand, have played together.
Yeah.
You haven't seen us.
I was listening. I heard at some point when they said, somebody said, you know, he really got a lot out of Cooper Kupp last season, which is the most grasping at straws. Like, we have had a bit for 10 years now of me forcing John to role play somebody's mom to have the most empathy or sympathy or like defend this thing the best you can possibly do. a lot of people are turning this into an actual thing where they go, Jesus Christ, what am I going to say about Kevin O'Connell? Fuck. He was on the same team as Cooper Kupp, who was awesome. It probably was him. It's like, well, can't we credit Cooper Kupp for being really good and healthy?
I mean, or is this guy?
The head certified offensive genius.
Yeah. Like the guy in charge.
We have no idea if this guy, maybe he is good. There's no way of knowing. None. I don't know where this optimism is coming from.
The only thing you can say objectively, and we've said it on here before, the only thing objectively is, well, Sean McVay hired me. He likes me. Fair. That's Mark guy likes me. So you should like me too.
I hope they're right. I hope the optimists are right.
It's a weird resume.
I don't know why you're not more excited, Chicken. After all, we've got a guy here who was a quarterback himself and is known as a quarterback's coach. And he took a second-year quarterback in the preseason and made him so good that he actually was driven out of town by a crowd that had torches and tar and feathers. That's how well that went. That was the only thing he tried to do. The main story of the whole preseason was, how is Kellen Mond playing? Yeah. And the answer was, so poorly that Delta opened an office back in Minnesota. That's just so they could get him on a plane.
He didn't improve Kellen Mond in any way. He may have made him worse.
In fact, it got worse. In fact, Zimmer was doing him a favor by not letting him play last year.
I hope the optimists are right. I would like to see maybe something to latch onto before even beginning to be optimistic.
Chicken, have we talked about what Kevin O'Connell's dad did?
No. Was he at O'Connell?
O'Connell. Owned a bar in Southie?
That's I don't know.
FBI agent. Just something to monitor. Just something to monitor. Just a little back burner. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Just a
funny.
I don't know. Weird. Weird.
I did not know that.
Spy.
There's a spy. Well, now it's all coming together.
He's a spy. Yep. Spy.
Okay. From California.
Listeners can't see this, but Chicken has turned his camera back on and he's in his lair and he's taking the push pins and moving them around with the string and taking photos, and he's got it all figured out now. He's got it.
Kevin O'Connell's old man is in the FBI. Mm-hmm. I'm looking this shit up.
Yep. Yep. Look.
Where did Kevin O'Connell grow up? Was it near Oklahoma City?
Well, he controls Wikipedia, so of course he's got California written here, but
There was no way we're gonna really know where he's from.
Yeah, do you have access to the dark web? Do you have a dark web browser?
Duh.
Darkweb.com. Yeah.
If you said you're late right now, you're going to die if you don't access the dark web.
You got to get to the dark web
in the next 24 hours. I really wouldn't even know where to start. Like,
I honestly think you would pick up a flashlight and like walk outside.
I don't know.
Is it somewhere out in the, is it by the barn? Is it? I'll find the dark web.
I really don't know. Do you Google dark web?
You'd They're be like Hopper in Stranger Things, just like digging in holes.
I'd pull out cash. Honestly, I think what I'd do is I'd pull out as much cash as I can find, and I'd go to like that Apple store at the mall, and I'd be like, hey, one of those smart guys, like, and show them the cash. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, how do I get on the dark web? That's it. That's my only strategy. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know.
Why do you want to be on the dark web? I want to know where Kevin O'Connell grew up.
Dark web.
It's not California. Dark web. Well, good luck. I think that's some good homework. Well, I don't know where we're supposed to go from there. That's where we landed on our preview. He's a member of the dark web. Now, do we want to go to wins, bros, turds, something in between? Sure. What do we think?
Yeah.
We got a top six, too. Stu sent along in top six. So do we want to do that?
Let's go bros, turds, wins, backup team, top six, and then wrap this thing up and get out of here.
I like it. I'm in.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Chicken, I gave you first pick in the ins and outs. Pardon me, I get so choked up thinking about bros. So, John, you're going to get your first pick of your bro this season.
Oh, man. Whose life do I want to ruin? Whose career do I want to end?
Whose ACL do I want to shred?
Oh, man. I just committed to maybe buying a CJ Ham jersey, so I can't pick him. Was it last year that I picked Daniil Hunter specifically because I knew he already wasn't going to play the season? And so I couldn't ruin him any more than I already did.
That sounds like a John thing.
All right. So my pick is Johnny Munt. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, the heck with it. I'm going to take Harrison Phillips, my new guy.
There we go.
Nose tackle. Love it.
So how do you?
I don't know.
The court's I was going to ask, and then I just didn't even have the energy. Like, okay, plays, that'll do.
Plays more than 9 games. I don't know.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Looks kind of like Henry Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Henry Thomas. That's a poll.
Yeah, I got okay. Nothing. I got no way to rate that, but he's my bro pick.
Yeah, no follow-ups. Chicken?
Bro. Irv Smith.
Irv?
Bounce back. Tight end in the Kevin O'Connell and the supposed offensive genius offense. I love Irv Smith. I always have since the second he was drafted. I think this is the third season in a row I've picked him as my bro. He's the Kyle Gibson of the Vikings.
Set your watch by him.
Going Irv Smith.
Okay, here's the thing, John. I need a ruling on this one. I should have started with Stu, who's not in attendance, but sent me his bro. He also chose Irv Smith. Can we go double bro?
We can go double bro.
Go double bro. Yeah. Especially the ones done remotely. I'm not changing mine.
No, that's right. Fuck that.
And Stu can't because he's not here. So we're going double bro.
And Stu just doesn't get automatic first pick. So
no, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Shared bro. We got a double bros this year. That's really exciting. I'm going to go with Cameron Dantzler.
Oh, he's your bro?
Tiny Dantzler is my bro. Yep.
Tony Dantzler.
No follow-ups, please. Just, I'm a Tiny Dancer man. I think he's set to ride a rocket ship to interception land.
Interception town.
Yeah, you have to get a rocket to get there. It's
it's far
treacherous.
Away.
Yeah, that's my guy, Cameron Dantzler. I know that he's like in his third year. That's all I know about him. I don't know. I think I also know that he's a cornerback. And according to Vikings.com, he is scrolling to make sure. Yes, starting. He's a starter. Okay. Are we ready to go to Turd Town? Turdville?
Yep.
Okay, now we're back to you, Jonathan.
Let's see. Turdville. I'm going to go with Greg Joseph.
They said he's at the best camp of his career.
That's got a nice coach now who says, hey, he does way to go, bud. You're Greg, feeling. Right?
Touchy feel. Yeah, he's not all, he's all touchy feel. It's like fucking no grades Montessori out in Big Sur.
Yeah. Everyone's grade is like a hug emoji.
Yeah, you know,
it's one of those deals.
Special teams coordinator Maria Montessori said that Joseph has had the best preseason.
That's right. Okay, I like that.
And the cutoff, I guess, is that he doesn't last the season, like so many Vikings kickers before him.
Turd court accepts Greg Joseph, and that he's not on the team. By the end of the season. That's a reasonable turd standard.
I mean, there's no way, though, right? What a camp this guy's had. That leg and that confidence.
And he put away all his stuff when he was asked. He's at the perfect
And the vibes, kidding. John. The vibes. I feel like you're discounting the vibes.
I always discount
He uses the talking stick.
when he uses the talking stick. Is that honestly a Montessori thing, or is that Lord of the Flies?
Fuck if I know. I wouldn't know what Montessori is. It might shock you. I've never been inside of a Montessori, John.
Not allowed.
You might been inside.
Well, you never know. I didn't know Cannon Falls is the capital of church architecture in the United States until I went there. So
it is. Okay, Chicken, you're up. Give me a turd.
Ed Donatell. New defensive coordinator. Yeah. I've already picked him in my crosshairs months ago, established him. And I'm not going to go back down now. So
you're an ageist, a noted ageist.
Oh, the biggest Mike Zimmer wiener sucker in America, me. And you're going to call me an
You've
ageist.
You've turned.
All right.
Donatell, what is your threshold here? Bro Council.
I've got an idea for
it. Session is open.
You ready?
I'm open for ideas, John. If it's
how right.
established
the most points a Zimmer defense ever gave up in a season was 475. The Vikings have to give up more than that.
No, that's too much. It's going to be more of a feeling from the fan base that they expected more, a bigger turnaround, and this guy's horse shit. It's going to be kind of the who's that Wolves guy that you all hated?
Tom Thibodeau.
Not the coach.
David Kahn.
That left Golden State.
Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, it's the Wiggins factor that kind
of you don't factor. Do you think this guy can ever touch Andrew Wiggins levels of hatred?
It's that fact. The point is that even if something good happens, you're still like, fuck that guy.
So that, like, kind of antagonistic.
Yes, it's just he's just going to bother people.
Okay,
like Wiggins did.
You're not going to have a hand in that, like being bothered by him, right? And like trying to get the Rans of the world gang up on this guy. You're not going to do that, right? You're going to give him a fair shake. You're a fair shake guy, right? Yeah, I think he's going to be bad, but I think what if they're like a top 15 defense? That's better. They were like 25th last year or 28th or something.
Top 15? No.
Yeah.
Top 15. That's not enough.
He's not a turd. He can't be a turd with a 15.
They're in the
defense.
Same division. They get
he's still alive, by the way.
They get to play the Lions and the Bears four times. Being top 15 isn't enough.
Turd Council is going to have to think about it, but we will write this down.
You're not. I'm the turd. I am the.
You can't be the turd chair. Council when you're the turd chooser.
I sure as shit can. Always have been.
I sure as turd can.
Check the fucking council minutes.
Check the turd in your mailbox, Brandon.
My mailbox is full of a voicemail from Tom Chain, so I don't. I've been over my limit for 3 years since you did that.
The turd ruling stands. Oh, holy shit! I can't believe it.
Tom, he's just sitting in on this whole thing
the whole time. He's been on the Zoom.
Wow.
Oh man, he's just been minimized in the corner. I have the gallery view. Okay, cool. Stu's turd is Zadarius Smith. And his reasoning is he won't lay a finger on Rodgers on Sunday.
Wow, I like that. That's the turd threshold. How about we say no Rodgers sacks in the two games?
I like it. Okay.
That's fair.
What does the turd court say?
Yep. I think the turd court just established the turd threshold. So the turd court's comfortable with the turd threshold.
Right. Oh, okay. Gotcha. I'm going to go with Neil Hunter.
Okay.
All right.
Threshold.
we've got a kicker,
talking
two defensive linemen.
Yeah. I think that he was injured last year, and I think the shelf life on defensive, like sweet edge rushers, is shorter than most people think. It's like a reliever in baseball. I think it might just have already peaked. He's post peak. I think he's going to have a couple good moments, but under 10 sacks, very disappointing. Ed Donatell is not going to get what he wants out of Danielle Hunter this year. I'll blame Hunter if I have to, because he's my turd, but Ed's not helping. I don't think he's going to help my guy.
Fair enough. I do need a threshold, though.
Under 10 sacks. What a turd. 9 sacks?
Under
this guy?
Double digit sacks. So if he gets 9, 9's a lot.
Is it?
Yeah. Eh. More than one every other game.
Not impressed. He'd be a turd in my eyes, because he's supposed to be our guy.
If you go 8, less than 8, then that's less than every other game.
Sure. We're not going to remember this anyway.
Set 8.
Gavel. Good. Okay. Now we're going to go to our next segment, which is wins. John, how many do you have?
I got 7. They're going to win 7 games.
7 wins. So they're going to be 1 game worse than last year with, by and large, the same roster. Is this due to rookie coach, bad game manager? Or
yep, there's going to be some of that. There's
a little bit of that.
Some injuries
and just bad all around.
Nick Mullins is going to start at least 2 games this year.
Well, boy, that's a take. Okay, 7 wins.
I'm not Kirk's bad, but he's old, and everyone's like, "Well, he's pretty durable." Well, I think we all know that at some point that stops being true,
right?
And you get old.
That's true. Now, I know what's going to happen here.
Oh,
I'm going to do it, Brandon, anyway.
Don't do it,
Chicken. What are you thinking?
0-17. Furthermore,
I'm not done. Okay,
the Lions will finish ahead of the Vikings.
Whoa, buddy. I am writing this down so we can remember. Lions ahead of Vikings. I don't really know how to whistle. I did my best. Okay. We're going to get to backup teams in a second, so hold that thought. Stu's prediction is 9-8. And he says that they're going to go to the playoffs and then lose to the Eagles.
Eagles.
That's very specific.
That's a
shitty season.
I hate Eagles.
Yeah, but 9-8 would be fun, right?
No.
Just enough to...
No, it's not fun. There's nothing fun about hovering around 500. Uh-uh. Fun is 14-3. Fun is 0-17. And everybody's going miserable.
Nothing in between.
The middle ground where you don't quite know from week to week. That's not fun. That's miserable.
Yeah, I want to be sure. I want to be sure of what I'm watching. I don't want to be confused. I don't want to be curious. I do not want to be intrigued. I hate being titillated. I won't have it.
And you're past 40, so what are the chances it's happening anyway?
I mean, it's not my birthday, so I'm not going to happen. I'm going to go the same thing I've been saying for, I think, 10 years now. 8 wins.
8-8-1?
Same shit. Let's go 8-8-1. Yep.
I love it.
Okay. Now, let's get to our backup team. Now, Chicken, this is your corner. I don't want to step on it.
We do this together. We Brandon, do. I believe it's always been you and I together.
It's been great.
For whatever reason, I don't know why we exclude the others. They're well. John's welcome.
I'd like if we kept excluding him, if you wouldn't mind. It's been really good for us just to be us two. You know,
I feel like what we've done in the past is we talk it through. Mm-hmm. I offer options.
Yep.
And then ultimately, I kind of, it's almost like going to a restaurant. I'll say, okay, I'll narrow it down to 3, but you got to pick something along those lines. So, options on the table. The aforementioned kitty cats. Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
I don't know if you followed Hard Knocks or not. Dan Campbell, their head coach, maniac.
Yep. Yep. Lovable. Lovable maniac, I think, right?
Lovable maniac. I did not see a player on the roster who was lovable. That's what one thing that concerns me. They have this line, little tiny linebacker they're going to start, Rodrigo, they call him on the show. He's kind of fun. Beyond that, everybody else kind of seems like an ass. But the coach is certainly a lovable maniac. Seems like they might have something going down there. I am not as high in the purple as many, and I think Chicago is poopy. Although they could have one of those weirdo years where you think they're poopy and they end up being 14-3.
Yep.
Those years come along often in Chicago. And hopefully Green Bay takes an enormous step back. So there could be a window for Detroit to step forward. Our teams that we pick every year, right? One of the standards is that it's kind of like they had to be pretty crappy last year.
Yes.
Ideally, they finished last in their division.
Yeah, we're not choosing the Chargers.
They had
we're
to
not
have
choosing
losing.
The fucking Chiefs no. or the Bills. You can imagine the hand motion I'm doing no. right now.
HJ, a hand motion mm-hmm. commonly associated with masturbation.
Yep. Yep.
They had to have a losing record. That's a given.
Oh,
ideally,
yeah.
They finished last in their division.
I think they have to be left for dead, wouldn't you say?
And that's the one thing that concerns me about the Lions is I'm seeing a lot of bandwagon, a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon because of Hard Knocks.
A little bit of juice.
Had Hard Knocks happened, I think the Kitty Cats would be a shoo-in for you and I.
Right, right.
This season. But we don't like a crowded bandwagon. We like Whitesnake, Tawny Katane. We like going off on our own.
Doing our own thing on the hood of a car.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the other candidates out there.
We got a couple. Let's just at least talk it through and make sure we feel good about this. We got the Seahawks.
Chickens. The chickens.
We got the chickens. They've been left for dead for damn sure. Good. They might have the thing of like, we loved Russell Wilson, but he's a pain in the ass and like a little bit of
a little bit.
Ding dong, the witch is dead sort of vibes going on there.
Remember that my son, that's his favorite team. And he's an ass. And I can't be.
He's a real son of a gun, isn't he?
No, I can't be pulling for
it.
I think, your boys are maturing. Are they becoming that way? Where they can kind of be kind of get under the old man's skin that way?
God, I wish.
Trash talking.
I wish they had that in them. They don't have the cleverness to them. They're simple boys, chicken. They're just simple boys. All they want to do is stare at their iPads and eat their chicken nuggets and go to bed a little 10 minutes after we say, you know, just a little. They don't have that fight in them, the competitive nature to go, you know what? I want my dad to hate my guts. I want to get under his skin so bad that he throws stuff at me, not knives, but you know, a couple pillows here and there. He gets real. They don't have that drive in them right now. I hope that they do at some point. Cause I mean, you know, you love it and you hate it. You gotta respect his game though.
Well,
I mean, so his troll game is light years ahead of his age. If I remember right.
When that tree fell on your house, Brandon, the giant tree fell on your house.
Yep. Yeah,
and you had the contractor, the tree removal contractor, come out. And
I had forgotten about it till just now, so thanks.
What my son would have done is hacked into my cell phone and called the contractor and canceled them coming from my phone so that it looked legitimate.
No, I did it. Got it removed myself.
Actually, the wind took it away. It's the weirdest thing.
Another storm the next night. Can you believe it? Picked it right up.
Then like block their number or something where I can't return their call. Like, and I'd be like, where the fuck are these guys?
Called insurance. Don't need it. No claim needed. All out of pocket.
He would have done. And like you said, I respect. Sure. I guess I respect it in a way, but it's.
Yeah. It's just,
I can't go along with it. So the chickens are out, Brandon. I'm sorry. You can continue to talk it through, but I just want to get out ahead of it.
No, I don't want the chickens either. I just needed to make sure we talked it through. I'm out on the Giants. I have no interest in cheering for the Giants. There's just nothing there for me. There's nothing for me to grab onto. Now, they're left for dead, obviously, but I think that's for a good reason. I got nothing for the Jets either. I just not a Zach Wilson guy. Not sure what I'm seeing over there. It makes me think I should. What about, you know, I hate to say it, Jacksonville.
Oh, God. You don't want to do that to yourself.
I know, but they had that Urban Meyer thing going on. We hated his guts. They got the young kid with the hair, the flowing hair, which is pretty intriguing.
Did he cut it or is it still there?
If he cut it, then I'm out. I'm fucking out until he leaves the team. But I don't think he did.
You're a big Samson guy. You're a big hair guy.
Big hair guy. Yeah.
Okay. So so that's two different kitty cats.
Yeah. It's also a kitty cat, which we love. We love the sounds. We're good either way there.
We like the AFC because it's there's kind of that. What are they even doing over there? The AFC's got that kind of intrigue. You're not even sure what's going. What? Like,
some new stuff that we hadn't even heard of before.
Know about? Yeah. Yeah.
They're using two footballs this season.
Probably just your typical cotton panties standard.
But I have to know.
So I get that angle. I think you mentioned Russell Wilson when you talked about the chickens. Mm-hmm. Do the Broncos hold any intrigue for you? They were shitty last year. Pretty sure they were last in their division. They've got to, so the standard we've often used is kind of a good defense, good quarterback, good like coach. That.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about their defense or their coach. I know they sucked last year and they went out and got Wilson who wins. Fuck. I mean, he drives me crazy. I hate the Wisconsin angle.
That's right.
And all everything else about him.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on that, Brandon?
I worry that they got a little bit too much intrigue. I mean, I think they're like favorites.
Oh, are they?
To win that.
Are they really?
Pretty close.
The Chiefs are in their division.
Yep. Yep. But I think they're.
The Chargers are in there. People love that Hebert character.
Justin Hebert. Yes.
Yeah. People, way more people think the Chargers are like the next big thing because of Hebert.
Well, plus like a huge point in their favor, horse sounds.
I love those. I mean,
you love the horse sounds.
I love them. That's true.
Okay, let's
so we've got,
put a pin in that one. I like the Broncos. I also want to make sure we don't want the Bears, right?
No, I feel like I need to jump in here and say I feel like it should be a rule. It can't be another team in the Vikings division.
Oh, okay. Wow, you thought about it.
I hate the Vikings, though. So I don't care about that rule.
I hate the Vikings too, but that doesn't mean anything.
That's
look, it's the Lions, John. If I understand if it, we're talking about the Packers, yes, of course we can't be doing that. Or the Bears, but it's the Lions.
They're inner division, but not really inner division.
Not really.
Why would you ever willingly get involved with the Detroit Lions?
That's the right question.
It would be like being an NBA fan in 2022. And not from the upper Midwest and being like, you know who I like? The Timberwolves.
Yeah.
I like that they fail every
year.
They're
the Timberwolves of the NFL.
I like that they make their fans miserable.
Imagine meeting somebody from like Toledo. It was like, I've just always been a Wolves fan. You'd immediately just start backing up like Homer into the corn.
But we're not, we haven't always been Lions fans. We're latching onto them. Wouldn't this be the year you'd want to let that you'd be like, yeah, I get why outsiders this season are latching onto the Timber Pups?
I would take them, but it's just a little. I mean, Jared Goff.
I don't like it.
True.
His name's Goff.
Yeah, but Dan Campbell, like the guy, he's such a weirdo. Like,
he's a fucking weirdo. You're right. He's number one sportive guy. He's the most sportive guy in the NFL, isn't he?
Most sportive by far, by a long shot.
He said that he and his dog eat a quart of ice cream every night.
Love that.
And then insinuated that he only said that to throw other teams off the scent.
Yep. No, I like it. You got to put
genuinely insane.
God, that's good.
Card over your mouth. You got to throw him off. When you're eating ice cream, he still has the play card over his mouth.
Yeah.
What's the play card over the dog's mouth when it's eating the ice cream?
God, that's. That's a tough one to overcome, man. That's really funny. I don't think we want the Houston Texans. There's not much going over there.
We
get
that.
A little bit of good karma for getting rid of old massage Sean. Lover.
Yeah, that's fair.
But not enough to think that. Isn't Lovie Smith their coach?
Is he really?
We're not. God bless him. Seems like a friendly guy, but there's Davis Mills, also the son of a toothpaste magnet. The other one is, I also don't think this one, but it's another Left 4 Dead team, the Atlanta Falcons. I think they're Left 4 Dead for a good reason. I don't even know who their quarterback is. I think it's Mariota.
I'm sitting here thinking that. I don't know. If it's Mariota, I'm not touching him if it's him.
It's Mariota or the rookie, Ritter.
I have, to John's point, I have far more against the Atlanta Falcons than I do against the Detroit Lions. For 1998, far more hatred for Atlanta than I do Detroit. So I can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Fucking I think those are our big, our main ones that I just wanted to talk through.
No,
I have no, I have nothing. We, you know, we had the Carolina Panthers for a couple of years. They were great for us.
Yeah.
But I think I just don't want to go to the well too many times.
No.
Cleveland Browns, no thank you. Never again. Not touching you with a 50-foot pole.
Never. No, I'll not, especially if they, so long as they have knucklehead.
Yep. The Indianapolis Colts, Matt Ryan, that's not our thing. We like the real up-and-comer. They're kind of like the purgatory type team. They've been around for a while. They made the playoffs a bunch of times in a row.
Last year.
Yeah, they're good. They're not.
I think the Colts had a winning record last season. Like we can't. I don't think they're even eligible.
Same with the Saints. They're not eligible, right? No, they're just always like good enough. I never pick those guys. I
got way more against the Saints than I do the Bears.
Maybe
more than I hate the Bears.
We should rank at some point. Not now. It's like 1:30 in the morning. But at some point, most hated franchises in order.
I hate them all.
The top two are the Packers and the Saints for sure.
Packers, Saints have got to be.
Then the Bears and the Lions are probably 3 and 4.
I don't know.
No, Atlanta's probably above the Lions.
I've got other teams. I think just
Atlanta's
don't.
Behind the Bears, but.
Bears 3? Well, yeah. We'll get into
the
this.
The Cowboys are up there. There's so many hateable NFL teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. What about the Eagles? For some reason, not a fan.
Hate them.
I hate them all. They're all Giants. In the top five.
Hate Washington, the top hate the Commanders.
The Commanders is another one that's been left for dead, but
I don't do it. I can't get involved in that.
Why?
Who's even their quarterback? Carson Wentz? You don't want to be in bed with that guy.
Carson Wentz?
Ginger fuck. Everybody hates him.
Carson Wentz. You don't want to? All right, fine. Fine. So that we're left back where we started. We got three on the table.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jaguars. The Lions or the Broncos? Oh, man, it would be so hard to root for the Jaguars, but they're in the AFC, which I appreciate. John, what is your opinion on this one?
Well, rooting for a team in the AFC South is like deciding you're going to be a huge fan of Belgian soccer or something like that.
I'm nodding, but I don't get it.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Your team always, I mean, the one good thing, I guess, is that every AFC South game, I don't know when they made this rule, but it seems to be true. Every AFC South game has to be played on Thursday night. So you'll always have something to watch on Thursday night.
That's true.
I don't get the NFL Network, so I'll never get to see them.
Is the NFL Network still showing Thursday night games?
I don't know. I don't get TNT either, so it doesn't really matter. It's one of those two.
Hold on. You don't get TNT?
No.
How is that possible? Do you have a television?
It's a funny joke. I love the NFL Network joke. It was very good. Okay. Well, I... Jeez. I guess we're right back where we started. I wasn't able to get past make any more sense than Dan Campbell's Lions.
Young quarterback on the Jaguars.
Oh, man.
Nobody is on the Jaguars bandwagon.
That mane.
Nobody has ever been on the Jaguars bandwagon.
That flow. That salad.
We're going with Jags.
The Jags?
Man, the cat noises get better every time.
Jaguars. Yes.
We actually took a half day today so we could work on it together. We've been on this Zoom for 9 hours.
Brandon.
Yeah.
How many points I'm looking now? I've just looked them up. How many points did the Jaguars score last season?
Jaguars scored last season. Let's say there were 17 games. Let's say they scored 20s. I'll go 360.
Nope. I already stopped when you said three.
300.
When he went so like that, I was out.
Is it more than 100? Tell me it's more than 100.
Please. More than 100.
Is it more than 200? It's got to be more than 200. It's
more than 200.
Oh, well, that's
290. 290.
Do I see? No, less. I'm looking to see. Do I see anybody else that has fewer points? Do I see anybody else that's in the 200s?
Come on. No. Come on. Give me 200s.
I do not see anybody else.
Come on, Houston. Oh,
no, I see one.
Okay. Okay.
The all right.
270.
They were by far the lowest scoring team in the league, the Jaguars.
Okay. Oh,
with 253 points. 253 points.
Not great, Bob.
How many did they allow?
Let's see how many teams allowed more points. Allowed more. Take a guess how many points they scored.
The Vikings gave up 426, so
426.
Four,
yeah, four, 457.
457, Jesus.
A lot.
They allowed 200 more points than they scored.
That's not a winning recipe.
More than 200.
Why do they do that?
204 minus 204.
They should have done that.
Minus 204.
Oh, my God. That's like 11 points a game on average.
They lost
that includes wins.
They lost every game by two touchdowns.
Holy shit.
Wow, this is well, this will put hair on her chest.
Who's their coach?
Their coach is Brian Daboll, I believe. I'm doing this from memory. It's not Urban Meyer. That's huge.
I thought their coach isn't it?
A minute. That's the Giants coach I'm thinking. Jax, this is the best part of the podcast is when we just are Googling.
I know who
together.
It is. He's won the Super Bowl.
Oh, it's Dougie P.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Peterson of Philadelphia Eagles fame that won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles at quarterback. So he's had some miracles happen before. But he wore out his welcome actually pretty quickly, which is kind of weird. So I don't know if he's a great coach, but. Man, is there anything better than being the coach after Urban Meyer?
No, that's yep.
You historically bad coaching.
Oh, wow. So now I'm going down to Jacksonville Jaguars hole. So I Wikipedia'd them and their front office and head coaching, etc.
Yep.
Their general manager. So the big chief, the guy in charge, is a guy named Trent Baalke.
Oh, Trent. Man. I feel like Baalke. I know that name.
I don't know how you would know him, but how you might know him. Do you know where he went to college? Where did he graduate from college?
Concordia St. Paul.
God, you're so close.
Am I really?
Hamlin.
St. Thomas.
Augsburg.
You're in the right state.
Metro State.
I'm in the right state.
Keep going north.
South Normandale. Duluth.
Keep going north. I can't think of a college further north.
St. Scholastica.
Rainy River Community College.
That's a four-year degree.
War Road College. Bemidji State.
Bemidji State.
War Road College.
War Road College, yes. The esteemed
War Road College, a famous
institution.
War Road U.
Know and love.
Their general manager I'm not denigrating this at all, but it certainly is a interesting path to an executive position in an NFL franchise. He's an executive. He has a degree from Bemidji State in physical education.
Holy fucking shit.
That's remarkable.
That is incredible. What a come up.
Again, I'm not denigrating that in any way, but that is certainly unique to be.
No, you go to Bemidji State and you go to like notable alumni, like that hallway. And most of it is just like the local gym teacher.
And they are all Finnish. They've all got 800 vowels in their name. Right. I know exactly the hallway that you're talking about.
Yeah. It's and like Sven, who owns the bar in town. He's one of our most successful graduates. Sven.
Lindengard.
Lindengard. Son with three S's.
And an umlaut. And I just...
A bunch of J's. I don't know.
Letters.
Backwards J? Why is it backwards? Man. Shit. Okay.
Yeah, this is a...
That's going to be... That's going to be good for us. Character building.
Yeah.
So much character. So maybe you knew...
Well, he was an outside linebacker at Bemidji State. Well, there you go.
Okay.
He's from Wisconsin, which now that makes me nervous.
Oh. From Wisconsin. That's what you get for... I told you not to get on the dark web.
And the dark web.
I want to keep talking, but we really got to wrap this thing up. It's
yeah, we got top six
to come up. We got to get to our top six. I want to talk Twins. I'm not ready to talk about Twins. I don't think we're ever going to be ready to talk about them again. No. That was just like what a nightmare season. We'll wrap that up at some point.
I can't believe how close the Twins are to first place and how much every Twins fan just wants the season to be the heck over with so they don't have to think about it
anymore. One of the worst, emotionally worst seasons that I can remember in many years. We'll get to that. I want to talk Gopher football. We ran out of time to do that. We'll talk about that very soon as well. Let's finish up with Stu's top six. Did he tell? Did he write you the precursor of why it's six?
No, he didn't say this week why it's top six either.
Well, it's more than other popular podcasts. You top five. We do a top six because we care.
We
that
do
much
a top
more.
Six.
Not enough. We don't care enough to actually cash the checks that we get. But yeah. No. We forgot our login, but we still care a lot. Okay.
That's right.
John, you're up.
All right. It's very timely. This is Stu's top six this week is the top six features of Deebo Samuel running for 9 yards on 3rd and 7, leading to San Francisco's 13-10 victory over Green Bay in the NFC divisional playoffs at Lambeau Field.
Oh, I love this. In the snow.
Snow is falling. All right. Here we go. Number six, Deebo is a great football name.
Yep. Totally agree.
That's one of the top six features of Deebo Samuel running for 9 yards on 3rd and 7, leading to San Francisco's 13-10 victory over Green Bay in the NFC divisional playoffs at Lambeau Field. Yeah. Number five, it was cold as shit and all those bozos had to drive home.
That's a huge, I'm glad that made top five because that's a really big part of it.
That's can't a big wait factor. To see what the other four are because that was a big one.
How do you top that? You know how like the frigid walk back to your car? Have you ever felt so stupid as a fan when you had to make that walk? Oh, nightmare. And this has never happened to us.
Right. Nothing like that has ever happened to the Vikings or
no,
the
sir.
Dolphins.
Nope.
All right. Number four. The tackling on that play, the tackling was so bad on that play, it was like they brought Clay Matthews out of retirement for one more drive.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Yep. They only get better from here. Number three, the Green Bay Packers suck and are ugly.
Okay. God, there's two more after the ball. Wow, that's the show one.
Number two, a running play on third and long. LOL, 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 you fucking dorks.
Norv Turner, LOL, Norv Turner, LOL.
Oh, man. There's more?
There's more. And the number one, this has been very profane. And not surprisingly. Number one, the top feature of Deebo Samuel running for 9 yards on 3rd and 7, leading to San Francisco's 13-10 victory over Green Bay in the NFC divisional playoffs at Lambeau Field. Number one, eat shit, Aaron. That was Stu's top six.
Good really six. Good.
It's good top six.
They've always been great. Well, any parting words of wisdom from either one of you?
Eat shit, Aaron.
You no longer have a friend in the diamond.
This is Tom Shane.
It was funnier this time than it was last time. And last time it was the funniest thing ever.
Yep, exactly. Okay, signing off. Goodbye, everybody.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free.
or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.